Results are in from the city's first experiment with a social impact bond. That's when a private entity funds a social program. Here's the catch, though. It only gets a return on its investment if the program works and saves taxpayer money. In this case, Goldman Sachs invested in a program for teenagers being held at Rikers Island that tried to keep them from returning. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports the program failed to meet its goals, and Goldman, it lost money.
The social impact bond paid for a group therapy program for roughly 1,700 16 to 18-year-olds. Some teens received more therapy than others, depending on how long they were incarcerated. But evaluators say regardless, the intervention failed to reduce the number of times teens got rearrested and returned to jail. Susan Gottesfeld from the Osborne Association, the group that worked with the teens, blames the failure on the lack of services, like drug treatment and mental health care, once they were out of jail.
Providing them well-rounded, comprehensive wraparound services is the way to go, and I think that's the direction we'll see happening on Rikers and in adolescent criminal justice in New York City and state going forward.
The experiment began in 2012 under the Bloomberg administration. At that time, Bloomberg Philanthropies guaranteed a large chunk of Goldman's $7.2 million investment, so the financial company only lost $1.2 million in the end. While this program will end in August, the de Blasio administration says it's in the process of expanding services for teens in jail. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.